Let me ask you something. What if you already know, but choose not to see it? Now, it's not because it's hidden, and not because there's not enough information to understand what is happening, but because fully seeing it would require something from you that you are not ready to do. What if the clarity you think that you are waiting for has already been there for quite a while? This is Echoes from the Peak. There are situations that do not feel right long before they become clear. It is not always something that you can explain. It is not always something you can point to directly. It shows up more as a sense than a conclusion. A conversation ends, and something about it lingers. A situation repeats in a way that feels familiar, even if the details are slightly different each time. Now, at first, it's easy to move right past that. You tell yourself, this is not clear enough yet, that it would be premature to draw a conclusion. I think it would be better to wait and see if it continues. And that feels responsible. Because acting too early can create its own problems. And most people have learned to be careful about stepping into something before they understand it. So waiting feels like the right decision. What makes us different is that it does not stay isolated. The same feeling, it shows up again. Now look, it may not look exactly the same, but there is enough similarity that you recognize it. Something about it connects back to what you noticed before. The same questions begin to form, even though you don't say them out loud. And at that point, it is no longer a single moment. It starts to feel like something is trying to become clear. But even then, it is possible to move past it. Now you tell yourself that it is not enough, that you need more time, that one more example would make it easier to understand. And again, that feels reasonable. But there is a space where something is not unclear, but it is not fully accepted either. You can see enough to recognize what is happening, but you stop just short of calling it what it is. You hold it there, somewhere between awareness and conclusion, where it does not require anything from you yet. And that space can last longer than most people realize, because nothing forces you out of it. There is no moment where it becomes undeniable all at once. It builds gradually. And because it builds gradually, it is possible to stay just before the point where it becomes something that you have to act on. Once something becomes clear enough, it changes what comes next. It removes the option to keep observing without deciding. It replaces uncertainty with responsibility. And responsibility has direction attached to it. Now that is where the hesitation usually sits. It's not about whether something is understood. It is about what happens once it is. Because seeing something fully means you have to decide what to do about it. It means you cannot continue in the same way without recognizing that you are choosing to. And that is a different kind of decision. Now, this does not always show up in obvious ways. It can be a conversation that you know needs to happen, but it keeps getting pushed out. And it's not because it's forgotten, but it is because it never quite feels like the right time. It can be a situation that you already completely understand, but you continue to treat it as if you still need more clarity. It could be a pattern in how someone operates, or how something continues to unfold, where each new example does not really add anything new, but still gets treated as it might. And from the outside, it looks like patience. But from the inside, it feels like being thoughtful. Now, the difficult part is that it rarely feels like avoidance. Look, you're not ignoring anything. You're paying attention. You are thinking about it. You're considering all different angles to try to understand it before you act. And those are all reasonable things to do. But there is a point where that process stops adding anything new. Where what you are seeing now is not different from what you saw before, even if it feels like you are still gathering information. Now, that point is not always obvious, because it does not feel like a shift. It feels like a continuation. Now, if you could step outside of it, you might notice something different. You might see that what you're waiting for has already happened more than once. That this pattern is not emerging, it's already formed. That the clarity that you think is coming, that you're waiting for, has already arrived in smaller pieces. And at that point, the question changes. Look, it's no longer about whether you understand what is happening. It becomes what about you're willing to do with it. And once something is fully acknowledged, it changes your position. You cannot go back to not seeing it. You can still decide not to act, but that becomes a different kind of decision. It is no longer based on uncertainty. It is based on acceptance. And that distinction matters. Because choosing not to act after you understand something is different than waiting because you do not. One keeps you in observation, the other puts you in responsibility. Now, this becomes more visible when other people are involved, because the things that are not fully acknowledged do not stay contained. They influence how decisions are made. They shape direction and affect how others interpret what matters and what does not. And people notice where clarity leads to action and where it does not. And they adjust to it. And over time, that shapes how they approach similar situations as well. Now, there's usually a moment where this becomes clear. And it's not because something new appears, it's because you finally recognize what has been there for some time. And when that happens, it rarely feels like discovery. It feels like recognition. Like something you have known but not fully accepted. And that is what makes it different. Because the question is no longer when you learned it. It is when you decided to see it. Now, I believe most people think clarity arrives all at one time. That there is this moment where something becomes obvious and forces you to a decision. But in reality, it builds. It shows up in little pieces, and it repeats, and it becomes at the point to where it's harder to ignore. And eventually, it reaches a point to where it is no longer about seeing it. It is about what you are willing to do with what you already know. That's today's echo. It fades here, but it is yours now. If you already know more than you're willing to allow yourself to see, what are you waiting for? And what changes the moment you stop waiting? I'm Frank Mills, and this has been Echoes from the Peak.